Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station with coaches Wendy, Krista, and Shermin. Our goal is to search out and share with you the latest news about how to become and stay empowered to make the most transformative lifestyle or business building choices. For 30 minutes, each Monday at 12 noon U.S. Eastern Time, you will have the opportunity to hear inspiring interviews with coaches specializing in a variety of life-transforming areas. It is our intent to provide you a once-a-week break of inspiration to carry you throughout your week. Your co-hosts are Wendy, who is a business transformation coach, Krista, who is a healthy lifestyle coach, and Shermin, who is a success coach. It is important to know that all of the concepts and information presented during any of our shows are for educational purposes only. They are not intended to guarantee results of any kind. Please consult with professionals before embarking on any lifestyle or business-related changes. Again, welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station. We hope you enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another week's episode of Sky's the Limit Radio. This is Wendy, one of your co-hosts, and I'm here today with our other two co-hosts, Krista and Shermin. Hello, ladies.
Hello, Wendy. This is Shermin. Glad to be here. And this is Krista. Hello, Wendy and Shermin, and welcome to all our listeners out there. Do you feel that there's more you're meant to be doing with your life, but aren't sure what that is or how to go about doing it? If you feel lost or directionless in your life, this show today is especially for you. Today you will be learning about three powerful steps to discovering your life purpose and how to apply them to your life so that you feel energized, excited, and like you're living on purpose. Our guest today is certified law of attraction coach and passion test facilitator, Andra Borkhuizen, and she is passionate about helping people to see who they truly are, the talents and skills they bring to the world, and creating a life around what matters most to them.
Andra Borkhuizen has been called a lighthouse for others and a compassionate navigator through uncharted waters. With over 20 years' experience in the education and self-development field, she's encouraged a variety of men and women to take inspired action steps to live their life with purpose. As a coach, teacher, workshop facilitator, retreat leader, and speaker, Andra loves celebrating the best in people while gently coaxing them out of their comfort zone.
And as a law of attraction life coach and passion test facilitator, she works with groups, individuals, professionals, and entrepreneurs, intuitively incorporating multiple techniques to help her clients clarify their direction and assemble a roadmap for the journey. Andra learned a great deal from her own challenge of career transition. She walked away from a secure teaching job and took a leap of faith to follow her passions. The experience planted the seeds for her coaching practice. Her enthusiasm is fueled by her love of adventure travel with her husband, supporting orphaned elephants in Africa, and the beauty of nature that lives just outside her door. We had Andra on our show back in August. If you missed that show, which aired again last Monday, you can still listen to it by going to blogtalkradio.com/Sky's the Limit, where all our past shows are archived. Welcome to Sky's the Limit, Andra. It's a pleasure to have you as our guest on the show again today.
Oh, thanks so much. It's so nice to be back. I really enjoyed my last session with you.
Yes, we had a great time. It's great to have you back. Krista? Krista? I think Krista went away. Maybe she's on mute. But
yes.
The first question
I'm here. Sorry about that.
Oh, there she is.
Hi, Andra.
Hi.
Why there are three powerful steps to discovering your life's purpose? Why are there only three?
So for me, I think, you know, my own journey to discovering or uncovering really my life purpose my own journey through career transition sort of helped me distill some really key steps to be able to uncover your purpose. And the three steps are to living a passionate life is the number one step, which I'll talk about that in a little bit more in a minute. The second one is knowing and embracing your unique gifts. And the third one is connecting to your inner voice. And, they may sound or seem simplistic, but the true clarity really comes from the depth to which we uncover these three areas. So, I think it's about not about quantity, it's about quality, and really taking the time, actually giving yourself the time to uncover these things about yourself and sort of threading these things together, and that allows your purpose to unfold for you.
So, I don't know, but Krista seems to go away sometimes. So, and I wonder... You know, Sandra, why is it important for us to get clear on what we're passionate about? It may seem like a straightforward question, but maybe you can give us your ideas about that.
Sure. Yeah, I think that, getting clear on your passions really is the first step to uncovering your purpose, because our passions are not there by accident. So what we truly love and what we really are connected to are big clues to uncovering what we're meant to do in the world or how we're meant to be in the world. And just to tie that into purpose a little bit, it's that whole idea that it's about filling our lives with things that are meaningful to us and that fulfill us. Just allowing all of our future and present actions to align with our purpose and our passions and the things that matter most to us. So, yeah, I think that passions is the first step to sort of going down that path.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was just going to say one more thing.
No, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think it's so important to, we continually evolve, and so do our passions. Even though our purpose may sort of stay consistent throughout our whole lives, it's consistently evolving as well. So it's really important to, it's not like a one-time thing that you do. It's an ongoing process because we are changing, our interests and our desires change. So it's really key to give yourself time in an ongoing way to really unearth what is meaningful and what excites you and what energizes you and what lights you up.
Oh, yeah, I really like that. It's an ongoing, because, things change. The world changes, you change. The only thing consistent or constant is change, as they say. So I like that idea of constantly, even when you think you've already figured it out, to keep, working through that and growing, because, we're always growing. So I really like that answer.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Yeah, yeah.
Wendy?
Thank you.
Yeah, I was just curious, does everyone truly have their own life purpose? Because I've coached a couple of people who don't really have a purpose in life. And do you help them discover their purpose in your coaching? And also, is the same purpose for your whole life, or can you change down the road if you feel like you need to or want to?
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, for sure, we all have a purpose. We are here. We are all here for a reason. And I think, sometimes people really box purpose into just, like, what am I supposed to do vocationally? And it definitely is often sort of fulfilled in that way. But ultimately, I believe that purpose is not only what you do in the world, but it's who you are in the world and who you're meant to be in the world. So, so we definitely all have one. And and again, you can be living it through the work that you do, but you can also be living it in other ways, through your relationships and through other activities that you do. So it's really about uncovering your purpose. I use the word discovering in the title because I'm sort of guiding people to discover, but really it is something that you can do yourself, and it really is about peeling away layers to kind of get to the core of who you are. And really just giving yourself some time to actually explore these different areas about yourself. Often when people don't know what their purpose is or they can't figure it out, it's because they haven't you know, maybe really given themselves time or permission to really reflect on the things that really inspire them and make them happy, and then also taking actions. I think I talked a little bit about that the last time, how it's really important to get some clarity, and then from the clarity that you get to actually start taking actions, and then things open up, right? So, you know, you might not just wake up one morning and know your purpose, but as you reflect and get some clarity and take some steps, then things become more and more clear, and it really is a process for most people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes a lot of steps, a little step at a time to help them discover their purpose. There are so many people that I have talked to that don't really realize what it is, and not even sure if they have one. So it's good to know that everyone has one.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And it's so important. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, it is. I like the concept of, you know, your purpose is already inside of you. You just have to peel back layers and get to the core of you. So it's not, you know, let's come up and create a purpose. You know, it's there's already one there. You just have to find it within yourself. There's something really reassuring about that to me. I'm not sure what it is, but do you hear that from people, Andra?
I do, and I even just hear it in you as you're speaking about it. I just thought you articulated it really well, and I think what it does is it connects to, you know, a lot of times we're looking outside of ourselves for answers or for things or experiences or whatever it is, and it's really when you... everything does come from within, and it's kind of, it's like we have these, we have this knowing, and it's about getting clear enough to hear it. You know, it's there, and it's a very comforting. It's kind of like your true essence, right? It's you at your core, and it has always been there, and it will always be there. There's a lot of static and outside noise that sort of can mask that a little bit. So, there is something. It's really, you know, it's connecting to spirit or source or whatever, higher self, whatever word works for you. So yeah.
Yeah, and I wonder, you have a process that you know, you take people through. Is there anything that you can tell us about, maybe a step or two, as to how you can start this process of trying to get in touch with more of yourself, basically?
Sure. Well, I thought maybe today I could just take your listeners through a little activity, just because I think experiential learning is the most powerful, because it's really purpose is about you individually. So it's about applying whatever the information I'm giving to yourself, right? So that's really how you come up with it. So, I thought maybe we could just do a little activity around passions, because it is the first step. The other two steps are obviously equally important, but figuring out your passions is the first step. So would you be open to that?
Oh, absolutely. Sure. That would be great.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'll try to pace it so that it's not too quick in terms of what I'm doing, and I guess people can listen to it on recording if they would like to go through it a little bit more deeply. So I'm just going to... Okay, I'm just going to have everyone take a moment to center yourself, and you know, whatever that is for you, maybe a few deep breaths, maybe having your feet planted on the floor, your bum bones anchored in the seat that you're in, and just giving yourself a few moments to be present. And if you're driving, please do this later, because it's not going to work if you're in the car. And then I'd like you to just take a moment to think about the things, the people, and the experiences that truly make you happy. And, you know, those things that energize you, that light you up, and that you would like to include more of in your life. So, just take a moment to think about those things, or people or experiences, right? We all have different ways of expressing our passions in the world. And then what I'd like to do is to have you write down three of those passions on a piece of paper, if you are able to do that. And, three passions that you would like to include more of. So if you're already living, you know, something at 100%, you don't need to write that down, but something that you, you know, maybe it could be something you used to do in the past, or you've been wanting to do, you haven't done yet, or it could be something that you are doing, or relationships that you're engaging in, but you'd like to increase the amount that you're including that in your life. So you're going to write those three down, and then I would have you circle the one that feels the strongest to you. So whatever is sort of calling to you in this moment. And I think with a lot of things, our intuition speaks very quickly. So it's not about overthinking it too much. It's about sort of allowing it to come through you. So just something that you love and you'd like to include more of in your life. And then I'm going to have you draw a circle in the center of your page. It's just like a sort of medium-sized circle. And in that circle, just write down that passion. So a couple of words to describe what that passion is for you. So it could be traveling. It could be spending time with your children. It could be photography. It could be anything, right? So whatever you have, put that in the center. And then I'd like to have you draw three lines coming out from the circle, kind of like a three-legged spider. And I used to be a teacher, so I do a lot of mind maps. I find people relate well visually sometimes to things. So on the first line, I'm going to have you write the word small. You can write it right on the line. And then on another one, write medium. And then on the third one, write the word large. And what we're going to do in this moment now, and you can continue yourself later, is to come up with one small action. So this will be at the end of the small line. One small action that you could take right now or within the next few days that would bring more of this passion into your life. So something that wouldn't require too much planning or too much thought. So for example, if your passion is nature, and I'm just choosing that because it comes up a lot for people. So if spending time in nature was your passion, a small action could be to look for local hiking areas, right, to go for a hike. Could be something like finding a landscape photo that you really love and placing it somewhere in your home or on your desk at work. Or it could be, planning a day to get outside. So it doesn't have to be too thoughtful or take too much effort, but something that if you did take that action, it would be taking you in the direction of bringing that passion more fully into your life. So just going to give you just a moment to do that. And if that is easy for you, you could go ahead right now and create a medium action and a large action, which would be, you know, a little bit more maybe effort or thought planning needed to have those results. So I'll just give you just a moment to do that. And I think, you know, the real key with this, and if you are having trouble thinking of it for right now, just give yourself some more time, you know, when you can sit and be quiet and give yourself a few minutes to reflect. But if you do have your action, I think that one of the big things is then to schedule that action because, as I said earlier, you know, clarity is great. But if there's no action taken on that clarity, the transformation doesn't happen or the movement doesn't happen. So I'd like you to put down an actual time and a date that you will complete that action. So, and if you happen to have your agenda or something that you write in, you could put it in there as well. But really I would encourage you to take that small action within this week. And if you have thought of your medium and large action, that's great. But if you haven't, that's okay. Sometimes taking the small action will bring you more clarity, and you'll know what the next bigger action to take is. So, you know, very simple exercise, but really, first of all, you can do this with all of the passions that you wrote, and I only had you choose three. You could do it with more. I would recommend, though, that because our mind can only sort of absorb so many things, I wouldn't do more than five, because then it becomes just more stuff to do. So I think 3 to 5 is great, and even if you just have the one for now, it's great. So the one passion that you want to include more of in your life, and starting to take actions in that direction. Because as you bring more of the passion into your life, you will start to be living a more passionate life. And that, again, is the first step in terms of figuring out what your purpose is, because our passions really are windows into our soul and really are probably the biggest clues in terms of what we're meant to do in the world.
Love that.
So I'll leave it at that for now, if that's okay. And like I said, you could do all of your passions with that, and you could, expand on each of those passions.
Could you even add more sizes of action steps, like a very tiny or medium large, like something, just in case there are more action steps to do, or would you put them? Would you categorize them into different, either small, medium, or large, the action steps that you're thinking of? Or,
I think, you know,
yeah, or just one for each.
Do whatever feels good to you. You know, it's like you know how you work. This is just like a simple structure for people to wrap their head around it. But I would say, yeah, whatever. Even this mind map idea, this may work for some people and it may not work for other people. But, yeah, I would say it's not so much about the structure of it. It's really about making it happen. So yeah, I would say you could really break it down however it works best for you.
Cool. Great. Great idea.
That's a wonderful exercise. I love it.
It is.
I'm going to do my small action today. I promise.
Okay. Great.
And then my medium action has for this week. I've got a figure out the large one. Go ahead, Wendy. What did you come up with?
Well, I was just thinking I was going to travel was my first one, and then it's funny that you were actually, that was one of your examples. Oh, great.
Yeah, it seems to be pretty popular. And you know what I think it is,
yeah,
too? It's like sometimes people get into so much the all or nothing, like they love travel, but maybe they can't afford to do a big trip, so then they kind of block that out. And it's really about bringing it into your life in some small way. And as you bring in more, you will, you know, be able to create more, right? So it's like even if you just make a list of your top places or cut out a photo of a place you want to travel to, it's all taking you in the right direction.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
No, that's awesome.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
That's really awesome.
This was great.
Go ahead, Kristen.
I agree. I will start. One of my priorities was that I would like to read just some literature. I don't have usually time to do a lot of reading outside of the literature for my work, and so I think that I will definitely start working on that. That was great. Thank you, Andrea.
Oh, my pleasure.
So, Andrea, I understand, before we run out of time, can you tell us a little bit about your program, your signature program? I know you have some special gifts for our listeners.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you know, the program is... depending on the person, it's either a 3 or 6 month program, so just depending on what they're coming in with. And it really is about uncovering these three areas, so getting really clear on what the passions are. And I mentioned this the last time, I do something called the passion test, which is a really effective tool to help people gain clarity around that. And then the uncovering and embracing your unique gifts and skills and really learning to expand on those. A lot of times we know what we're good at on a very superficial level, maybe, but sometimes it's about taking it a little bit deeper and understanding more specifics about the skill set that we have, and actually when we enjoy, or how and when we enjoy using these skills. So it's really, you know, kind of delving into that aspect. And then there is quite a bit of time that is spent on connecting to your inner inner voice. And so even though that's something obviously you can do yourself, it's not always easy for people to do. So there's a lot of tools and strategies that we use to kind of get people to really connect with themselves so that they can really hear their inner voice and their intuition and start to make decisions and choices based on that. And then, of course, there's an action planning sort of roadmap designing personal plan for everybody who comes in, depending on what it is that they're looking for. So, yeah, for some people, they're just looking to bring more passion, meaning, and purpose into their lives. And for other people, they're looking to transition careers into something that feels more aligned with their purpose. And then for other people, they're just really trying to figure out what they're meant to do in the world. So, it just depends sort of on what people are coming in with. And I do think that, you know, ultimately all of this work is so personal, and it's so, it really is work that you can do yourself, but sometimes we need some help along the journey, and a lot of times we don't give ourselves the time to do this sort of work. So I wanted to offer to your listeners a life purpose breakthrough session with me, and that is a 45-minute session. It's complimentary, and it's just a chance for people to, there's some benefits, I think, involved with it. You know, for them to create a sense of clarity about the impact that they want to have in their lives, to discover the essential building blocks for living a life of passion and purpose, to determine the number one thing holding them back from discovering and living their life purpose, to identify the most powerful actions that will move them forward and towards discovering and living their life purpose. And, yeah, at the end of the consultation, having the excitement of knowing exactly what to do next to discover and live the life that they're looking for. So I think it's a really good opportunity if people are interested in exploring the idea of getting some support to figure out their life purpose or to bring more passion and purpose and meaning into their lives. And if you are interested in that session, there are a couple of options. If you go to my website, it's www.andrawochesen.com. And about halfway down the page, there is a bright orange button, actually, that says Life Purpose Breakthrough Session. And if you click on that, it will bring you to a page where you can either directly schedule it with me or communicate with me, sort of contact me, and then we can communicate back and forth with that. So, again, okay. It's andrawochesen.com.
Okay, that I was going to repeat it. AndrewLocation.com, and we will also put that on our Facebook page. Thank you
okay,
so
great.
Much,
thank you,
Andrea. That's really a wonderful gift. I hope people out there will take advantage of it.
Yeah, that's really great.
I do too. I feel like I feel like this is my purpose in my life, and it's something that if I can help people. I would love to be able to do that. I think we all need some help sometimes. So if it speaks to anyone, I would love it if they reached out.
Mm-hmm. That is fantastic, Andrea. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for being a guest on our show again today. We just so enjoyed our conversation, and that exercise was wonderful. Hope you can come back, because we, of course, didn't finish asking you all our questions. We would just love to continue our conversation another time. It's just great to have you on.
Well, thank you so much. I really enjoy being here and the energy that you all have. And, yeah, it's amazing how quickly 30 minutes goes.
Isn't it? Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That's because we are having lots of fun and getting so much value from you. So, again, thank you very, very much for all of that, Andrea.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And thank you, our audience, for tuning in again today to Sky's the Limit Radio. We appreciate you for listening and following us, and hope you enjoyed our show today as much as we have. As always, the best way to get more information about upcoming shows is to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/ Sky's the Limit Radio. Please feel free to share your thoughts, comments, and feedback on our Facebook page. We'd love to hear from you. Or you can visit us at our website at skyesthelimitradio.com. stay up to date on all the good stuff we have coming up for you, and where you can also get our Sky's the Limit Inspiration Kit with three presents for you. To listen to recordings of past shows that you may have missed, go to blogtalkradio.com/Sky's the Limit. You never know, you might discover that one episode that can make a difference in your life. Until next time, everyone, and remember, the sky's the limit to what you can do. Have a great week, everyone. Goodbye.
Bye, Andrew.
Bye. Thanks, Lynn.
Bye.